I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terrorist attacks like the one in Nice last week are meant to spread fear among the masses. So how can we avoid it? Well, attitude plays a big part, and we'll take a look at that in just a moment. It's in times like these where it's good to see people working together. And sharing the gospel is an undermet need in the deaf community. But as we'll find out, it's a need on the hearts of many. Our first story, France is under a state of emergency in the wake of a third major terrorist attack in 19 months. Waves of migrants and refugees from Muslim-majority nations have inflamed the debate about immigration, which is also giving rise to concerns about increased terrorism. However, Open Doors USA's David Curry offers this note of caution.
Let's not be fearful. I don't think that's a Christian way to go about it. I don't think that's what Jesus has called us to do. Be fearful and to be unloving. We need to be loving. We need to reach out and to help people.
In other words, not all Muslims are terrorists. But given recent events, that message is getting a lot harder to hear. In fact, a new Pew Research poll shows that in several European nations, unfavorable views of Muslims seem to have surged in 2016.
We have to be thoughtful about how to integrate them, how to help people in a way that is really going to help them. And these are big challenges. But I think it's important not to live in fear. I think that that sort of hysteria is problematic.
And there's a similar sentiment in North America. So what is our responsibility as the body of Christ? Live out the gospel in a time of uncertainty.
We got to move beyond political rhetoric and try to be loving to Muslims around us, to try to reach out, to care, to encourage, serve. That would be certainly trying to be the hands of Jesus to people in our community.
And as relations with Cuba change, there are more and more opportunities for believers to share the Christ of hope, even from afar.
For many, many years, the Cuban government has been telling them that there is no God or that the government has all the answers. Well, people are really coming to realize that the government doesn't have all the answers. And so they have been very curious and very eager to learn.
That's John Somerville of Transworld Radio. And he says even with a hunger for truth, there are still problems facing potential Christians in Cuba. They don't have access to biblical resources or the technology that we're used to. And even radio isn't always reliable, especially in Western Cuba.
They have no Christian radio on that side of the island at all. And so when we upgrade from our 100,000 watts to 450,000 watts, we'll be able to reach the entire island like it's a local radio station.
This upgrade might not be cheap, but it will allow the impact of Transworld Radio to reach across Latin America, the Caribbean islands, and even into South America.
We'd love to encourage people, if they'd like to jump on board, to be a part of this great project to, you know, to reach the Caribbean for Christ.
We'll connect you at our website so you can do just that. And earlier this month, over 30,000 deaf people gathered in Las Vegas for the Deaf Nation World Expo. It's basically a unique time for deaf individuals to meet with hundreds of deaf business vendors, get sign language resources, and make new friends. J.R. Bucklew went with the Deaf Bible Society as a vendor to share the gospel.
Deaf Bible Society uses the Deaf Nation Expos as an opportunity to promote the Deaf Bible app and deaf.bible website, to distribute sign language Bible content and to engage people with. A tremendous opportunity to have the unreached people group you're trying to reach with the gospel in one location from all over the world.
Deaf Bible Society has 15 sign language translations of the Bible available, but there are still around 200 deaf people groups without a full Bible. So Bucklew is asking for prayer.
The biggest prayer is for what was the saddest part of the expo, the hundreds of deaf people that came up and we didn't have a Bible in their sign language. And that's heartbreaking because that means there are thousands, if not millions, of deaf people in the world today who don't have access to the Bible in their sign language. So be praying that we find the right people, that we're able to develop the projects well, and that we're able to get the funding needed in order to see these projects become successful so that we can truly provide a Bible in every sign language for every deaf person.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.